Lord, in thy grace, lead Jesus, my Savior. Within thy coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph I saw. He arose a victor from thy dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Lord, in thy grave he laid, Jesus, my Savior. Within thy coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph I saw. He arose a victor from thy dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Lo, in thy grave he laid, Jesus, my Savior. Within thy coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph I saw. He arose a victor from thy dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Lo, in thy grave he laid, Jesus, my Savior. Within thy coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph I saw. He arose a victor from thy dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Lo, in thy grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior. Within thy coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph I saw. He arose a victor from thy dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Hallelujah, good morning everybody, God bless you. This is Reverend Dr. Stephen Jones of Miracles Radio and Television Ministries, coming your way once again, all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland, bringing you glad tidings of great joy. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The one who died for your soul to be saved. The one who shed his blood for the remission of your sins. The one who was buried. And on the third day, he came up from the grave with victory over all his enemies. And those who thought that he couldn't make it, he made it. We give him the glory, honor, and adoration today. Once again, we are approaching summer, another bright season for us to come out and do a lot of stuff And it's a bright new day today. We're talking about the resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ. How he rose from the dead. God raised him from the dead. That's what the scripture says. No other man could have risen from the dead but the only Son and the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So many religious leaders have tried to rise up from the dead, but they couldn't. A lot of religious leaders have tried to fake resurrection, but they couldn't. All their dead bones are still in their graves. All their everything is still there. Nothing changed. But thank God, the only Son of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, on the third day after his burial, the demons could not hold him, death could not hold him, Satan could not hold him. The soldiers that were kept by the tomb, an extraordinary power from heaven was earthquake. The scripture says after 28, verse 1 to 10, Matthew 10, there was an earthquake. The owner of the earth is stuck. The King of Kings is about to rise from the grave. Could stop him. And they, standing by the tomb, the Bible said they fell down because power was coming from on high. Yet quick. And everyone, the power of the Holy Spirit is the King of Kings arose. Victoriously, he triumphed over his enemies. Show of his enemies triumphing over them. Verse 15, he said he triumphed over his four enemies, those who thought he couldn't make it. He doesn't matter who is there. Devils are standing on your way. It doesn't matter having you down. It doesn't matter what life, but I got good news for you. If that same death dwells in you, it shall quicken your life. It shall quicken your home. It shall quicken your family. And you will rise up from wherever you are. That is the supernatural power of Jesus is the resurrection. Sing his song, say, Jesus is the resurrection. Jesus is the resurrection. Jesus is the resurrection. Jesus is the resurrection. Jesus is thy life and thy life. Jesus is thy life. Jesus is my life and my life. In him was life. Man, that's John's Gospel chapter 1. And in him was the light of man. Life has come to give life. No, Jesus. No, Jesus. No, Jesus. Without Jesus, there is no life. In him was life. And Jesus rose from the dead and began to live once again. Over his foe and demonstrated the power of life. You know that in the Bible, many times people were raised from the dead. The prophet Elijah raised people from the dead. Prophet Elijah. And then Jesus raise the dead. And in the present day, a lot of preachers, Angelus Rehan Bonke, God has used him to raise the founder of the Christ Apostolic Church in Nigeria, dead. And so many other great men of God, William Branham, of them, there is power of God. He giveth life. A child was dead when I was still back home in Benin. Everybody was disturbed. The power of God came upon me, and I laid my hands on that child and prayed. God returned to that child. The little child stood up and began, and it was the power of God, resurrection to life. God, the one that giveth life. When he say leave, you can. When he say die, you have died. Life. We need to worship him and praise him. God created Adam in the Garden of Eden, and he breathed into Adam, and he began to live. God breathed into Adam in Genesis chapter 3, and Adam began to live. Prophesy to you, may God begin to breathe into you. Breathe into you the breath of life. Live once again. If we died with Christ, we shall reign with him. We are buried with him, and we rose up with him. Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. If there's no resurrection, then we are all miserable. But because he has the keys of death in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, Jesus took over the keys, defeated death once and for all. And he gave us victory. Matthew 28, when he was making the deen, say, all power is given to me. And then he said, go ye therefore and teach all in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. All power and authority has been given to us. Jesus has given us the keys of the kingdom. And then he said, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, is loose in heaven. He has given us that name. We should live to glorify him. We can face tomorrow. The King of Kings and the angels announced. What a great Johnson. It is good news from heaven. Two good tidings of great joy today. For unto you is David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Again, after he died, goodness reason is no more in the grave. Celebrate him. This period, I want you to take time to meditate on what he did for you and what his resurrection meant to you. John brings us deliverance and healing and life and life. Because he lived, we can live. We died with him in baptism. We died with him. Then in Colossians, he says, if ye then be risen with Christ, both. We are risen. We see the things that are above. That's where we be. Some power today. If that's the dead dwells in you it shall quicken your mortal body. The spirit of resurrection, Christ resurrected. Our finances are resurrected. Our lives, our marriages, our family are resurrected. He and life more abundantly. The devil came to steal, to destroy, but Jesus came to give us life. Revival is sick and then comes back to life. But resurrect something that is dead, coming back to life. Between revival and resurrection is deeper than revival. Revival is you were cold, you know, lukewarm. Maybe the cold in the spirit, and then the Holy Ghost comes with a revival, and people awake. But resurrection means something, and life went out completely. Now life comes back even brighter than before. That's resurrection. Life coming back to live it. And that's what Jesus did for us. And that is where we belong. We have come to live again. We are living in Christ. In Him we walk. In Him we live. Not because of us, but because of Him. We live like Him. We talk like Him. And because Christ is risen, our preaching is in Proverbs 10, verse 14 to 21. Have hope because He is risen. The seed that Jesus is the Son of God is the result He demonstrated. Then He appeared to the disciples, and then appeared to several of them and meeting with them. It was on earth for another 40 days. And a man only before He ascended on high. Jesus, we are serving today. We're talking about Him today. We belong. That's where we should worship. That's who. I don't know what God you want to serve. The God that liar, the God that have no life to give to you. In the days of Prophet Elijah, let's worship Him. If the God of Abraham is alive, there was a contest on Mount Carmel. 450 prayed from morning to night, and nothing happened. Elijah came in and he called upon the answer by fire. God came down. The difference was very clear. We see the God that is alive, or you, I'm sick and tired. Oh, so many dead, what you've been dead gods in dead sepulchres. You got to come alive. Let it come into your life right now. Begin to live religion. It's not about going to church. Nicodemus was it, but he was not saved until Jesus came into it. Let Jesus come into your life today. Give you resurrection power to live. I pray that the Holy Spirit will resurrect you from your sickness, from the devil, from the powers of hell. Same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. You from spiritual deadness, physical deadness, every form of deadness in your life. Christ, resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, begin to spiritual deadness, physical deadness, form of dead in your life. The Holy Spirit begin free from it now. Life and life more abundantly. In the name. In John chapter 11, there was a story of Jesus, our last. Lazarus died and tomb and was buried. Jesus came on. And when he came and called him, come, and Lazarus came out of the, he was tied around with, and Jesus said, loose him. And there are a lot of people, they are like Lazarus, killed them spiritually, the devil has killed them physically, the devil has killed them ministerially, the devil has killed them, killed their educational life, the devil has killed every came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus and life more abundantly. And Jesus come forth. Came out of the grave. Him and let him go. And us. And Lazarus began to leave once. Today, Jesus is calling you. Right now, Jesus is saying to you, come. Come out of your debt. Come out of evil. Come out of unrighteousness. Come out. Lose him and let him go. Into you today, because he is the resurrection. Jesus has resurrection power and began to live, and that is why Jesus can say, come forth, and began to live. Today Jesus is saying to you, hearing my voice, you that is listening to this word, I'm saying to you, come forth, come out of your sickness and disease. Come out of that dead bed. Come out of that prison yard. Come out of evil. Come out of fornication. Come out of immorality. Come out of selfishness. Come out of lust, of sin. Jesus is calling you to come, that you might receive life, that you might begin to live for the Savior, that he will be your Lord and personal of eternal life. Today is the day of fire. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost, every sin that is not of God, from your life right now, and that you begin to live a new life in Christ Jesus. We pray that God has, that you will be a doer of this world here. From wherever you are, and I know God is going to touch you with his resurrection. If that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, if that same spirit that dwell in you,
Again